Over the past decade, the State Department of Health has confirmed 78 cases of rat lungworm disease in Hawaii. Nearly 80% of them have been on the Big Island. The disease, also called angiostrongyliasis, causes severe pain, brain swelling, and often ongoing neurological problems. It is spread by ingesting slugs or snails, which get it from infected rats. Keith Kawaoka, Deputy Director of the Department of Health, talked about plans for the funding.
The 2017 legislature authorized the department $1 million spread over 2 years, both control as well as prevention. The first year, $300,000 is being directed toward public outreach, communication, education. Another $200,000 toward epidemiological as well as vector control. We're developing a feasibility pilot survey. Rats will be identified in a certain geographic area. The rats will be collected. They will be sent to Centers for Disease Control for analysis and identification. On the snails and slugs, it's similar. Collect snails and slugs in the same areas and identify if there are existence of angiostrongylitis disease.
UH Hilo research has already shown that 94% of rats in East Hawaii are infected. A month ago, Kawaoka said they plan to collect rats and slugs on Oahu, even though since 2007, there have been only 2 cases on Oahu and more than 60 on the Big Island. But last week, a State Department of Health spokeswoman said they are going back to the drawing board as they realize any study must include other counties. Big Island legislators had requested funding be directed to existing research and outreach via UH Hilo College of Pharmacy and Hilo Medical Center. But Kawaoka said Department of Health has no plans to fund those ongoing efforts. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.